up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Man, I don't know what the deal is, but it seemed like that theme song took forever to play this week. Didn't that seem like a long theme song this week? It's the same thing I play every single week. I can guarantee you that. I don't know what the deal is. I was like, let's get things going here. Why is this still playing? Welcome to another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. It's an hour of great old-time records like we do every week here on the show. I think most of you are used to it by now. But there could be some newcomers who are scared and unsure of what to expect. This is Thanksgiving week, of course. Which means we're going to throw in the first Christmas song of the season. Can you stand that, huh? And not only that, I think it's a song we've never played before, because if it is, I forgot about it. I got a Big Daddy Lukowski Christmas record that I don't recall having before. So we're going to give that a spin here a little bit into the show. And I got a lot of records I pulled out that came out of the pile of records that I was like, yeah, these are too scratchy to play. And for some reason, I thought I should play some of them this week. It's like these records need to be run through the dishwasher before I can play them. So I thought we'd start out the show with one of the really scratchy ones, just because after we play this one, every other record on the show is going to sound fabulous. In case you're new to this, that's kind of the trick with the Oompa Hour here. Everything we play, records, actual vinyl records played on the show, and this is all recorded live. So if a record skips or a record explodes or gets stuck or whatever, you're gonna hear it, because I don't edit this sucker when we done. What happens in the next hour is what you get. So here we go. Eddie Habat and the orchestra start us off. This is the Because Polka.
Because your smile is like an angel's, your lips that promise paradise. I can't forget the way my heart beat when you said hello. If once I hold you in my arms, I'll never let you go. Because your eyes are filled with starlight that's stolen from the summer skies. I've been dreaming each day through. It's all because I'm so in love with you. Like an angel's, your lips that promise paradise. I can't forget the way my heart beat when you said hello. If once I hold you in my arms, I'll never let you go. Because your eyes are filled with starlight that's stolen from the summer skies. I've been dreaming each day through. It's all because I'm so in love with you.
See, after hearing that scratchy old record, no matter what I play, the rest of the show is going to sound fantastic. Eddie Habat and the orchestra, the Because Polka. When I introduced that, you may have noticed I paused a second. I was going to explain it was not going to be the Just Because Polka, which is an entirely different song. It's the Because Polka. All right, let's go over here. Now, this next record messed me up. because one side's got a polka, the other side's got an Oberic. And I went to cue up the polka side, because I almost always play the polka side. And I'm like, that's not a polka. I can count to four. That is not a polka. So I figured out the labels were on the wrong side of the record. That happens about one out of every 10 billion records. Somebody at the pressing plant screws up and they put the wrong labels on the wrong side occasionally. So this is the Lemon Squeezer Polka, because a polka is not a 1-2-3. So the Oberic's got to be the other side that says it's the Lemon Squeezer Polka. And one way or the other, it's the polka dots. See, now that had to be the Lemon Squeezer Polka, right? Because that was not an Oberic. That is the Polka Dots, though, here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, the week where we're going to play the first Christmas record of the season, and the week where we're going to play the scratchy records. That one was not bad. I don't think this next one's too bad either. Chester Budney and his boys and the Freeway Polka. Thank you. There you go. The Freeway Polka, Chester Budney and his boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. One of those records that amuses me because it says right on it in large bold letters right here in printing, this record is licensed for radio broadcast, which is interesting because nowhere does it cite ASCAP or BMI or even CSAC, which normally is a performing rights organization that would be notated on the label. So apparently they're not members of those organizations, but would like you to play their records on the radio anyway. We were more than happy to oblige here at the Oompa Hour. Okay, before we get on to Frankie Yankovic, need to talk about World of Accordions Museum, because I do every week and invite you to pay them a visit. And if you're not going to be traveling to the north part of the country in the winter, you know, some people love that. They go skiing or snowmobiling or ice fishing or whatever. Yeah, we drive on the lakes up here in the winter. It's crazy, I'm telling you. You can still shop their gift shop at their website, worldofaccordions.org, of course. And you can also make some plans to visit when the weather is a little bit more accommodating. Although the snow is pretty beautiful, icicles and all that kind of stuff. You know, when you see those Christmas cards that show the wintry scenes, and you're like, oh, how pretty. Yeah, we live in that. We feel like we live inside a Christmas card up here. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. You could kind of see some pictures from around the museum, their concert hall, learn all about them, some of the events they have coming up in the coming year. Shop the gift shop, whatever. Worldofaccordions.org. You will find all that information there. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. This is one of those records, you know, you have even in the top 40 world. You know, there are records that they just play so much, and people are like, oh, yeah, everybody knows that song. This is one of those. Everybody knows this song, and every band that does it spells Kishka differently. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks.
Someone stole a Kishka, someone stole a Kishka, someone stole a Kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole the Kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Shinga, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my Kishka.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasho found the Kishka, Yasho found the Kishka, Yasho found the Kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found the Kishka, he found the Kishka, he found the Kishka, Yasho brought it back.
Frank Yankovic and the Yanks, who stole the Kishka. And I think even just in the world of Frank Yankovic himself, that he's recorded several different versions of that song, now that I think about it. So anyway, there you have it. We're in the midst of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, this next record, I normally hear from Don Peachy and the orchestra, who would be out of Wisconsin, and probably not as widely known as the version that we're going to play. But that I grew up more with the Don Peachy version, actually. And this is by Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, which, of course, made a gazillion great records. And Lil Wally and the guys do it up with a little more tempo. In fact, I'm thinking that when Don Peachy does it, it's a waltz. Is that possible? I'm going to play Thanks for a Wonderful Evening. Don Peachy's kind of Thanks for a Wonderful Evening. Boy, I don't know. But it's a whole different arrangement when you get it from Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys.
Oh, for a wonderful evening. It's been a wonderful time. The moments that we shared together will always be on my mind. Thanks for the wonderful memories, the laughter and joy that we shared. Your goodnight kisses just sent me to want you, to love you and care.
There you go. Thanks for a wonderful evening there, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys Orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Man, I had to squeeze this show into my agenda today. A lot of things to do because we're obviously moving into the holiday season. I just started putting my blow molds out in the yard. And for those of you that are like, what did he say? Blow molds are what those holiday decorations are that are made out of hard plastic, you know, like Santa Claus or a snowman or a Snoopy dog carrying a present or whatever. As opposed to the ones they make nowadays that are just like fabric and they have a fan in them and they blow up. You'd think that blow mold would mean something that blows up, but no, the hard plastic ones, that's the process by what they're made. They have a mold and then plastic blows into it and makes the mold and makes the figure. And, you know, that's the way we did it since the 40s. And I have a large collection of blow molds. And now that I have a grandson, he's 2.5 now. He'll be 2.5 for Christmas. And, you know, it'll be like walking into Christmas land in the front yard if I put them all out there. I put them all out for years because last year, of course, as you know, I was waiting for my knee surgery and I could barely get up and down the stairs, much less haul all the blow molds out of the attic. So this year, I'm trying to make up for it. And, you know, now the snow is here and the cold is here and I'm not in the mood, but it's got to get done. And I managed to get... three of them out there already today. I got two reindeer and a Santa Claus. But I got new light bulb and Snoopy, and he's waiting. But I got like 30 of them. You got to check all the light bulbs and haul them out there and pound the stakes in the ground so you can wire them to something so they don't blow away. And that's a lot of work, but I got to get her done. And it's the weekend. And this week, my wife's got surgery. She fell down the stairs and broke her ankle last week. So she'll be in surgery. So she is of no help at all, which is fine because she took care of me when I had my knee replaced last year. So I owe her one. But man, so I had to say, I'm stopping. I got to do the Oompa Hour. Then we'll get back to pulling the decorations out of the attic. But I do have a Christmas song coming up for you in a little bit. I have Ralph Huttmaker and the orchestra coming up. You know, we always put a waltz, at least one waltz, into every show on the Oompa Hour. It's one of the very few rules that we have here. And every time I pull out my Ralph Huttmaker 45, I want to play the 1010 Polka because 1,000 years ago in a land far away, I actually worked at the 1010 Polka station in St. Paul many years ago. So I always play that side just because it's kind of reminiscing and all that baloney. But there's a good waltz on the flip side. And so I'm going to play that instead and we'll get our waltz in. And I want to say... See, I can't remember. I'm playing the Pussycat Waltz, and I have some song that's got Pussycat in the title that actually has some meowing in it, but I don't think it's this one. Here's Ralph Huttmaker and the band.
Thank you. I see two eyes, the brightest, but I'll not tell who they are. They light up like a semi. The sandbox can't be far. And when you pull in the driveway to have your coffee and chat, what should you do to brighten your day? Call 1010 Pussycat.
Every time I hear that song, it makes me wonder, though, if there was somebody known as a pussycat that worked at that station. And I don't know, because it would have been before my time. I mean, I was there like, see, how old am I? I was there like 40 years ago, more than 40 years ago. And this would have been before my time. I don't know. But anyway, because if you're going to call 1010 Pussycat, there must have been somebody at the 1010 station that was known as Pussycat, right? It would only make sense. The Musical Stars featuring Marion Lush singing on this one. This is Our Favorite Dish Polka.
Sauerkraut and cheese. Now who likes pierogi?
We like pierogi.
Give us a few more, please. They're so delicious, our favorite dishes. Try them and you will see. Now who likes pierogi?
We like pierogi.
Give us a few more, please. Now who likes gowonki?
We like gowonki.
Garlic and lots of spice. Now who likes gowonki?
We like gowonki.
Please fill our plates up twice. They're so delicious, our favorite dishes. Try them and you will see. Now who likes gowonki?
We like gowonki.
Please fill our plates up twice.
All right, there you go. Marion Lush there along with the Musical Stars on Tim's Oompa Hour and Our Favorite Dish, Polka. And yeah, just rocking through the songs and sitting here looking out my window where I have a nice, beautiful, sunshiny, snow-covered day going on out here. It looks kind of pretty, but it's a little chilly. And I'm thinking that sun's going to be down and I'm going to be out there putting out the decorations in the cold. I notice everything that drives by is a four-wheel drive, too. What is the deal? You never notice it till you sit and observe, you know? Weirdness. Polka Kings are next. And this has nothing to do with it, but it reminds me. I remember watching TV when you were a kid and they had the bouncing ball and you could sing along with the song. I know there were cartoons like that because every time I think about it, I remember the Red Red Robin comes bob, bob, bombing along. And they had little birdies and stuff and the words were at the bottom of the screen and this bouncing ball would go by. And did they not? Didn't they also do that on the Mitch Miller show? There was a Mitch Miller TV show, you know, Mitch Miller and the gang sing along with. They had a bouncing ball with the words to the songs, I think. So you could have family time, sit around the living room and sing along with all the records. I felt ridiculous. Anyway, here's the Polka Kings. And I thought of that because this is the Bouncing Ball Polka. The Polka Kings and the Bouncing Ball Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, reminding you you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour if you'd like to make a request or you have a question, you want a dedication or find out about a record or whatever. I'd be surprised right now we get messages from people that are like, you know, I heard that you played a song that from a band my grandpa was in. And they're trying to find out, you know, if there's more records or what the deal is. We get a few emails like that from time to time. That's always interesting. We always try to help people track them down. And what happens is the playlist for the Oompa Hour, along with every show, is archived in a Broadcasters Association online, which I won't explain to y'all because you probably don't care. But every show since program number one, this is number 243, by the way, can actually be downloaded. And the playlists are all published. So if they find out that Grandpa was in a band called, you know, whatever, and they type it into Google, it'll come up on, and if we played a record by them, it'll come up on a playlist that says, well, show number 27, they played a record by this band that you're looking for. And then people track us down from there. It's kind of cool. But anyway, you can email us, oompahour@aol.com. And of course, on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And also phone or text to 218-259-2985. Any of those will work. That's 218-259-2985 or oompahour@aol.com. or facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of that will get you in touch with us. Russ Bennett and his polka band. Here's the Sunshine Polka. There you go, the Sunshine Polka, Russ Bennett and his polka band on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, I already played, know that we played a waltz for the show, which, you know, technically would be the slow song for the show. But this next one is just so unusual that I'm going to play it anyway. Johnny Dino and his orchestra normally put out pretty traditional-sounding polkas and waltzes and what have you. And I always see this record, and I always skip it. I'm not playing that. And that's because it's not really a traditional old-time record, kind of. I mean, it's an old-time band, and they're playing a nice slow song that you could dance to, but they're doing a medley of two songs by the Beatles. Is that weird? Johnny Dino and the orchestra doing a little medley of Michelle and Yesterday, which, of course, are Lennon and McCartney tunes from the Beatles. And so, dancers, if you will, there's Johnny Dino and his orchestra. That's the best. Beautiful song, beautiful recording, but it just seems a little weird for Johnny Dino and the orchestra to do a little medley of a couple of slow Beatles tunes. But anyway, where else are you going to hear that but on the Oompa Hour? Probably no place, all right? Now, next we have Hank Holler and the orchestra. And this is an unusual record, too, and I tell you about it even though you probably don't care and would rather I just shut up and play the song. But what's weird is the record is on Delta International Records, and I've only seen a Delta International record in one other place in my life, and that was in, like, eighth grade. I was a trumpet player all the way through junior high and high school, and when you were back in those days, when you learned to play an instrument, you would often have a song that you would be, say, a duet or something you would play with a band. And so the music teacher would also often give you a record and the sheet music that goes with it. And then you play the lead trumpet part, for example, and then you are accompanied by the record. And I had a solo that I had learned that was accompanied by the record, and it was on Delta International Records. And they're weird because they're 7-inch records, like a regular 45, except they have a small hole. And they play at 33, and they got two or three songs on each side. And so this Hank Holler record, it's like a mini LP. And it's just weird. And the audio quality is superb. The recording quality is fabulous. And this has got to be from the 70s, is my guess. Early 70s, is my guess. But yeah, the sound quality is great. The bass is fabulous. And the band is a fine performance, too. From their mini LP titled Polkas and Beer. They're going to do the No Beer in Heaven polka, and I think they do it as an instrumental, if I remember right. But a funny little 7-inch mini LP with fantastic sound. Here's Hank Holler's orchestra. Wow, just like that. Fantastic stereo separation and sound on that record. See, I'm listening to it in stereo headphones. I don't know where you're listening to it, but great sound on that one. Hank Holler's Orchestra, No Beer in Heaven Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Always fun when you play a record from the Maddie's Brothers, because they don't make a not-fun record, I don't think. And my spell check is telling me Maddie's is not a word. It's saying, come on, it's supposed to be Mary, isn't it? No, it's not. But they seem to have no trouble spelling hoo-la-la. Here's the Hoo La La Polka. Hoo La La Polka.
money. I drink plain soda, she drinks gin cooler. I dance the polka and she does the hula.
Hula la la. She is disgusting. She goes with Tony and I'm so lonely.
Oh, man, that's got to be like one of the only polka records on the planet that fades out at the end. Maddie's Brothers there. Hula la la polka here on Tim Zumba Hour. It's your old time oldie show. I told you, I promised you we were going to have the first Christmas record of the season in the show this week. And we will. I have it coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All righty, how many more records are we going to sneak into the show this week? Well, we'll see how she goes here. A couple of them at least. I told you the first Christmas record of the season. And I'm saving it toward the end of the show here because then it'll feel that much closer to Christmas, right? Because this is Thanksgiving week whenever you're hearing the show. You're on either weekend, on either end, or somewhere in the middle, or maybe both. I don't know. It's hard to keep track. We have 27 stations that carry the show. Between webcasters and radio stations and whatnot, and I have no idea where they're all playing it, so it could be anywhere. But it's time for holiday music, darn it, and I don't remember having this one last year. Maybe I didn't, I just forgot. But either way, and technically, and I think we've discussed this before, maybe we haven't, I had the Jingle Bell Polka by Big Daddy Lukowski coming up here. And you realize, of course, Jingle Bells is not a Christmas song. Have we had a lesson about this? Jingle Bells was actually specifically written for Thanksgiving. It's a song about literally going through the woods and blah, blah, Jingle Bell and all the way to Grandma's house and all that jazz. It was specifically written as a song about traveling to see relatives on the Thanksgiving holiday. So it is not a Christmas song, but everybody thinks it's a Christmas song. So that's why it's the perfect song to ease us into Christmas music season. Anyway, here's Big Daddy Lukowski. Daddy Lukowski, the Jingle Bell Polka, Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And if I don't babble too much, we can probably sneak in two more records on the show this week. This is Tommy Retter and his orchestra. This is a good Polish wedding. there you go. Good Polish wedding there. And Tommy Redder and his orchestra, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And yes, we could sneak in one more tune on the show this week. That's very fitting. I have the Ginger Snap Polka from the Deutschmeisters coming up here. And the funny thing is, just this morning, in fact, I was like, hey, there's ginger snaps in the kitchen, because my wife and my daughter were doing some holiday baking yesterday. And I said, hey, there's ginger snaps in the kitchen. And I got the, you leave those alone. She's going to crunch those up and make them into pie crust. It's like, really? All right. Well, I guess pie would be okay, too. But I was really hoping to steal a handful of ginger snaps, but that did not work out. Here are the Deutschmeisters anyway, with Tony Wolf featured on the concertina. This is the Ginger Snap Polka. There you go, music from the Deutschmeisters here with the Ginger Snap Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and the old clock on the wall telling me, hey, that's another show in the can, which does not mean I'm doing the show from the bathroom. That's radio lingo. I think it's actually film lingo, because they would finish a film and then put the film in the can when they were done. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it again next week with even more Christmas records mixed in with all the other regular stuff. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.